You must be aware of the China-Taiwan issue, right? It is happening since 1949. China considers Taiwan as part of its own territory and it badly wants to take control of Taiwan by force. But on the other hand, Taiwan's leaders say that Taiwan is a sovereign state. And then Taiwan has diplomatic relations with 15 countries including the main ones, United States, Australia, Canada, European Nation Unions, Japan and New Zealand. So basically all the Western countries support Taiwan and its sovereignty. Taiwan also has full membership in World Trade Organization, Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, Asian Development Bank and many such intergovernmental organizations. So if you look at Taiwan, of course they have full right to be a sovereign country, I'm not denying that. But for a second, if you don't see it from a moral standpoint, you will notice that the Western countries support Taiwan not because they believe in democracy or they share similar democratic values. In fact, the Western countries do a lot of business with China. So just to keep a check on China so that China does not go out of line, the Western countries have started building stronger relationship with Taiwan since past couple of years. Now let me also quickly tell you why Taiwan matters to China. Apart from the territorial integrity, the reason China wants Taiwan is because of its economic capabilities and Western influence. The same thing you will see in Ukraine as well. Why do you think Russia attacked Ukraine? Russia has constantly told Ukraine not to be part of NATO or any other Western alliance. Because Russia doesn't want the Western military installations anywhere near to its own borders. The same thing is with Taiwan. China does not want Taiwan to be the next Ukraine. Because China is aware of the fact that the American as well as the NATO forces are going to build military installations in Taiwan. And that is going to be a direct threat to the Chinese foreign policy. Plus China is very smart and it knows that whatever today Russia is facing in terms of sanctions, tomorrow it can happen to China as well. Plus Taiwan's electronics sector attracts the greatest share of its foreign investment. Taiwan's semiconductor manufacturing company is the world's largest contract chip manufacturer and Asia's most valuable listed company at $600 billion. On top of it, China and Taiwan's economies are very much dependent on each other. China is Taiwan's biggest export partner, with an export value of $515 billion from January 2017 to January 2022, more than double the United States, which is the next biggest partner. China imports more chips from Taiwan than it does on oil. That means China is very much dependent on Taiwan for its electronic and manufacturing industry's key components. And then if you remember from 2018, during Trump's presidency, there was an ongoing economic conflict between China and United States, which was also termed as China-United States trade war. And if you remember, both the countries had put sanctions on each other. So because of the US-China trade war and then because of the COVID-19 virus, China's name around the world started declining. Many Taiwanese and foreign companies that were based in mainland China, they started relocating back to Taiwan. Because of this, if you see, Taiwan actually became an indirect beneficiary of the US-China trade war and COVID-19 pandemic. So the Western countries do not want to let go the leverage on China. And the leverage is basically Taiwan.